So last night, residents in Shepway could vote if they knew about the vote that was taking place to decide whether they wanted new parking charges in their borough. 96.5% of the people who did vote said no, which sounds like a ringing endorsement of the status quo. But as we've been talking about all morning, it doesn't look like local democracy was alive and well yesterday because the turnout was so low. In Hive, not too bad, 16%. Well, I mean, it's low, isn't it? But not as bad as, Sandgate, 16%. Hythe was 7%. And in Folkestone, just 5%. There are clearly claims today that people didn't know about it. Is that what it's all about? Or is there a certain amount of apathy as well? Let's ask the man who organised the poll. His name is Peter Wallace, and he's from the Folkestone Labour Party. Peter, nice to have you on the show. Good morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
How were people told, or were they not? Did they just have to find out about it by hook or by crook?
Yeah, pretty much by hook or by crook. It's the town council and the parish councils of Shepway. It was their meetings that actually called the referendums, and the Shepway District Council... that have brought in the parking charges, and it's their parking proposal. So they really should have done the dutiful thing to the people that have elected them and to tell people that there was a referendum on last night.
How would you suggest they should have done that?
Well, just a standard way. You normally send out a polling card or a letter to people, and it's directly addressed. And we know that we've sent ourselves, we campaigned for about 6 weeks. We sent out 26,000 leaflets to people. We were on the front cover of two local papers here about 5 weeks out of eight to tell people about the referendums. We've been in the town campaigning for 4 weekends in a row with a petition. We've been knocking door to door. We've been on your radio programme twice. Mm-hmm. We've been on ITV Meridian News once. And so we thought we'd done as best as we could, but still... It's not the same as a council actually sending a direct letter with someone's name and address.
To be fair, though, you know, you were wall to wall, weren't you, locally? You were in the papers, you were on the telly, you were in the radio, you were out in the town square. I mean, most people had an opportunity to clock it at some point or another.
Well, I'm very surprised. I mean, the people that we knew were irate. We had a news agent in Hive phone up yesterday, and they said, we haven't got enough leaflets. We can't give out enough to people. And she was telling me off, going, we need more leaflets. I've just had to go and get some from Aldi's and from the pet shop next door. And so I was getting told off. So the people that know are irate, they're galvanised, they want to take part. And then you go next door and you say, have you heard about the parking referendum? No, what's that? And so it's really hard to get the message out to everybody without... having 20,000 people to go and knock on everybody's door to tell them.
Mm. You clearly are passionate about local democracy, otherwise you wouldn't be, doing what you do. Do you get despondent when it seems that the local population, for whatever reason, doesn't really care?
I just want to do my best for my town and where I live.